The RMB Cape Town Ultra Trail Cape Town event took place over the weekend. It's a remarkable event. And what really was staggering to me when I was reading about it was that more than a third of the participants come from overseas. They're international athletes that come here to participate in this race. It is that highly regarded. To give us more detail about what happened and how our South African athletes performed, I'm joined on the line now by Stuart McConaghy, the race director. He's based in Newlands. Stuart, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me.
Congratulations on what sounds like an outstanding event over the weekend.
Thank you. Yeah, it was amazing. It was very special, and we're very happy about it. Thank you.
Now, you introduced a new element to the event this year, didn't you? Could you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, well, I guess it was two things. We stretched the event out over 3 days, the running section over 3 days, and I guess largely was the fact that we introduced our 100 miler into the previous four events that we had. So, yeah, it was it.
Stuart, we are battling to hear you. Hopefully you can move to somewhere where we can hear you a bit more clearly. You were telling us about the 100 miler that was introduced this year. It baffles my mind that anybody can run 100 miles, particularly on trail, not even on road. And we know that two of our South African female athletes did exceptionally well in that 100 miler. Stuart, are you able to hear us?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's much better. Okay. Thanks. Tell us about the performance of Kerri-Anne and Naomi in that race.
I mean, 100 miles is a very, very long way, and obviously we take them over some very harsh terrain, which is the mountains of the Cape Peninsula. And I think Kerri-Anne and Naomi obviously performed amazingly. They really stood out amongst a very strong field, and showed that we have really special talent here in South Africa.
Now, that 100 miler starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, doesn't it?
Yes, 5 o'clock in the evening. And then the runners head off basically through the first night. And some runners, our back middle marker kind of runner, will go through two nights whilst out there over the peninsula.
Wow. What's the sort of average finish time of a runner that's doing the 100 miler?
Anywhere between, I'll say average would probably be between 30 and 35 hours.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the winning time was 20:48. So, you know, when your winner is just under 21 hours, you can stretch it out from there. The last runner was 43:50, I think.
These must be phenomenal athletes that are able to do this, Stuart. Now, you've got other distances that take place over the weekend. You've got the 35, the 55, and the 100-kilometer races as well.
And a 23 as well. So, the 23 is seen as the Explorer, but then the Explorer, the 23, and the 55 are on Friday. And then the 100K, the miler starts at 5 p.m. on Friday, which the guys run off into the night. And then on Saturday, the 100K starts at 6 a.m. And then on Sunday was the 35. So, yeah, we stretched it out. We basically became a festival of trail running over the weekend.
And a large portion of the runners I read came from overseas. What do you think it is, Stuart, that attracted them to this race?
Cape Town is obviously seen as an amazing place to visit for any tourist. So when you put together the combination of that and a well-organized trail event, which it is, the combination is pretty enticing for anyone. And I think, a huge part of our success has been how the local community have embraced the event, because without that community, we wouldn't be able to do the event. We have over 650 volunteers who fill up a whole range of things. So it is literally held by the volunteers or the people who love this event.
And in terms of participants, how many people out there are crazy enough to run 100 miles?
Well, we had 156 people enter. And, only 134 started. And then we had 43 dropping out during the race.
Sure.
So just under 100 actually finished the miler this year.
Sure. That's quite a high dropout rate, but I suppose it's understandable.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's the first time on a really tough course. I mean, the wind made it extremely hard, especially at night for the runners. You know, going over mountains in the dark with the wind howling, it really tested them. And I think those that managed to finish were very brave. Hard souls.
Sure. Well, Stuart, hats off to you for organizing a fantastic event, and hats off to all of those that took part. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Stuart McConachy, race director of the RMB Ultra Trail Cape Town event.